You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of today's second game of the doubleheader. The Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers, a matchup of top 15 teams. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Morningside on Wednesday night in Sioux City, and that was the first item of business. Talked to Coach Ross Dalma and mentioned the fact that they played well on Wednesday night, and what have they done the last 2 days of practice?
Trying to maintain the intensity and the effort that we gave on Wednesday night. I thought that was outstanding. I thought our kids really competed. I thought we really did a good job of just focusing in on the game plan and what we'd hoped to accomplish against Morningside. And you know, it just came down to simply just being as tough as we possibly could, and we walked out of there feeling like we had really earned that victory.
Similarities in preparation for Briarcliff as opposed to Morningside, or is this completely different?
Well, I think it's similar in that fact that, you know, Morningside was coming off a loss or two and really was intent on playing as well as they can and well as they could. And there's no doubt Briarcliff, they're going to come in playing as well as they can also because of where things are at, and they played outstanding on Wednesday night. So I think from the standpoint that we're going to face the team's best efforts, I think that's where the similarities are. I think each of those teams are a little bit different, though, in how they go about doing that.
Jake Shipley really played well early on the year. He was piling up big numbers. Briarcliff has become a little more balanced in the past few weeks. That makes them a little tougher even to defend and prepare for.
Yeah, Jake Shipley had a monster game against us the first time out. A couple of other guys were pretty good for them as well that particular day. And since then, like you addressed, they're a little bit different. They've moved some younger kids into the rotation. Got a couple freshmen who are seeing some action now. And Jake's not scoring quite as much, but they're probably a better team right now. And when they need baskets and they really need something, though, they obviously go to him. And they're an outstanding team in terms of their offensive balance. Their post guys, they don't put up huge numbers, but they're efficient. They make the right passes. They set the right screens. And they just execute very well.
What do you like in terms of the matchup this afternoon for your team going against Briarcliff? Let's talk about, first of all, offensively when you have the ball. What do you like?
Well, I think, you know, we do a good job of taking high percentage shots. I think we've got a little bit of length in certain areas, certain positions on the floor that I think can help us. So I think that we have that going for us. What we liked about Wednesday night and really hope to see carry over here today, Mike, is the fact that we really rebounded the ball well, especially in the offensive end. We got 50% of the offensive rebounds that were available, which is extremely a high percentage, and hopefully we can do that again here today.
Defensively, keys for your team against Briarcliff?
Need to slow down Murren and need to slow down Shipley. We can't let those guys have really big games against us. They're going to get their points. They're just too good not to. But we got to make sure those two don't go off and have high, high-scoring games against us.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about the Dort College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers as we get set for this conference battle between these two ranked teams. The Dort College Defenders, 20-3, Briarcliff Chargers, 16-6, winners of their last six games. Let's take a closer look then at this Briarcliff team first of all. The Briarcliff Chargers, as I said, winners of six in a row. They lost two in a row at home at a classic they hosted the week between Christmas and New Year. Since then, though, they have been playing as well as any team in the conference. The Dort College Defenders playing a team that is averaging 71.1 points per game and allowing 65.7 points per contest. Briarcliff is converting 42.5% of their field goals, and opponents make 41.8% of their field goals. Briarcliff is getting out rebounded 34.5 to 36.3. Chargers take 37.1% of their shots from the three-point line. Chargers have attempted 491 free throws. Opponents have taken 490. Jake Shipley averages 19 points per game to lead the Chargers. He makes 45.9% of his field goals. He also has made 55 of 122 three-point attempts for 45.1% success. Shipley takes in 4.8 rebounds per game and averages a little over a steal per contest. Taylor Mearns converting 11.6 points per game. Michael Collison and Ben Sitzman score 7.1 and 6.8 points per game. Brenton Brown, John Angler, and Eric Roy all average between 5 and 6 points per game. The Defender men are 20-3 this season, 11-3 in the GPAC. They're ranked 6th in the NAI Division II basketball coaches poll. Defenders scored 83.8 points per game on 52.2% shooting. They out-rebound teams 38.5 to 29.8. Opponents are scoring 71.2 points per game while making 43.2% of their shots from the floor. The Defenders are 425 for 598 from the free throw line for 71.1%. Opponents have made 281 of 407 free throw attempts. Trevor Walthersdorf scores 15.9 points per game. Cliff Horner scores 13.2. He's made 57 three-pointers. Jordan Bogle has a 13.1 scoring average to go with 6.4 rebounds and 61% accuracy from the field. Austin Kachi has an 11.3 scoring average to go with 3.7 rebounds, and he has made 40 of 97 three-point shots. Chris Sievers has a 10-point scoring average and 4.2 rebounds. He's made 63.4% of his field goals this season. Kyle Lindbergh leads the team in rebounding with an 8 average, and he has team highs in steals and blocks with 36 and 32, respectively. Lindbergh's also second on the team in assists with 47 and averages 9.5 points per game. Tyler Walthersdorf and Sean Kaiser average 4.7 and 4 points per game off of the bench. Kaiser has 34 assists. The Charger men lead the series 56-29. Won the December 15 meeting, 88-83 in Sioux City. Game was tied 36-all at halftime. Briar Cliff was topped by Jake Shipley's 31 points on 12 for 22 shooting. Ben Sitzman had 16. The Defenders were led by Cliff Horner and Austin Kachi with 16 each. Trevor Walthersdorf had 14. Charger men beat Northwestern 82-60 on Wednesday after leading 35-23 at the end of the first half. Taylor Murn and Eric Roy had 15 points while Shipley had 14. Defenders were 83-74 winners in the men's game over Morningside. Took a 4-point lead at halftime, 39-35, and held on for the victory. Austin Kachi had 16, backing up Cliff Warner's 31. Three other players had 7 points in Dort's 20th win of the season. Back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And let's pause now for our national anthem performed by the Dort College Pep Band. And that is under the direction of Anna Kelfs, our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Starting lineups for tonight's basketball game or this afternoon's game. For Briar Cliff, it'll be Taylor Murren, a 6-foot junior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 11.6 points per game. Eric Roy is a 6-foot senior from Lamar's, Iowa, averaging 5.5 points per game. Jake Shipley is a 6'8 junior from State Center, Iowa, averaging 19 points a game. Ben Sitzman is a 6'3 senior from Sioux City, averaging 6.8 points per game. And Michael Collison is a 6'10 junior from Iowa Falls, Iowa, averaging 7.1 points per game. Again for Briarcliff and first-year head coach Nick Nelson, it will be Murren, Roy, Shipley, Sitzman, and Collison. for the Defenders. It'll be number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 11.3 points per game. Wearing number 25 is Trevor Walterstorff, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 15.9 points per contest. Kyle Lindbergh's a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.1 points per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Special thank you to Wireless World, sponsoring our post-game shows this afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We are set for basketball at Ord College in Briarcliff. Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball. Opening tap is up and controlled by the Chargers. Briarcliff with the basketball. Taylor Murren will bring it up against Cliff Warner. He passes left side, gets it away to Sitzman. Sitzman on the wing, looking down low. Instead, they come back right side over to Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren on the right side comes back over to Shipley. Shipley on the wing, 15 to shoot. Comes back right side, Roy. Roy gets a screen. They dump it down low for Roy. Reversal comes to Sitzman. Sitzman drives in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Gets it ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner drives into the lane, and he's tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Warner got in a little too deep that time. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner. Capacity crowd on hand for today's basketball game. I would imagine the first of two times in a row we'll be able to say that. Warner with the basketball back out front. Kachi, 30 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Walt. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Trevor out front. Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Count the hoop. Two-point basket for Jordan Vogel. No foul on the play, but he took it up strong against Collison. 2-0 our score. Dort College in front. Steal by Warner. Warner will take it up against Murren. Floats it up. Shot no good. There for the rebound. And the putback is Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff cleaning up the mess. Dort College leads 4-0. Into the front court with the basketball is Sitzman. Sitzman will drive in. Sitzman short arms the left-handed layup. Shot no good. Rebound Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Gives off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh kick out. Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Back over to Warner. Warner gives it up. Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left wing, guarded by Shipley. Lindbergh back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi. Catch fire. Three. Bang! Three-point basket. Austin Kachi. 7-0 our score. With the basketball is Sitzman. Sitzman over to Murren. Murren will drive in. Puts it up, and he travels with it. Turnover on the Briarcliff Chargers, and the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. 18:09 left to play in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Cliff Warner. Warner across half court, comes left side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, thought about the three, instead comes back over to Walt. Walt underneath to a wide open Austin Kachi, lay in good. Austin Kachi with five, Dort College 9-0. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Briarcliff Chargers. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM, back with more right after this. A fast start by the defenders, 9-0 our score. Dort College leading. Briarcliff has the basketball using a timeout. Briarcliff with the basketball. They give it off to Murren. Murren working against Warner. Gives it off to Shipley. Shipley out front. Sitzman. Sitzman on the wing. Back over to Murren. Murren will let fly with a three, and he got it. Three-point basket for Taylor Murren, and the Dort College defender lead is 9-3. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side. Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel loses it out of bounds, trying to make his move to the basket. Turnover gives the basketball back to Briarcliff. So Briarcliff trying to settle down after Dort College got out of the chute quickly. 9-3 our score, Dort College by 6. In the backcourt with the basketball is Ben Sitzman. Sitzman, pivotal in Briarcliff's win the first time around. Hit a couple of threes. With the basketball is Roy. Roy, backdoor cut for Shipley, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College, Brenton Brown will check in. Ben Sitzman will check out. Brown did not play much in the first meeting of these two teams. When he did play, though, down the stretch, he helped hold the Dort College charge off. Pass comes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff out front, Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner. Warner on the right wing, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for the personal, his first. And team foul number one on Dort College. So Dort College turns it over. Briarcliff gets it back. 16:55 left to play in the first half. Murren with the basketball, guarded by Warner. He comes back over to Brown. Brown with the ball, gives it up Shipley. Shipley on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over to Roy. Roy puts it up. Shot is good. Eric Roy with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 9-5. Five unanswered by the Chargers. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Lindberg. Lindberg faces up. Double team. Gets it to Walterstorff, and he's fouled on the play. Lindberg got fouled on the double team. That's going to go on Roy. That's his first and the team's first. Dort College and Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Warner gets it into Vogel. Vogel to Warner. Warner guarded by Brenton Brown. Gets it into the corner. Kachi. Austin with the basketball working on Murren. Out front, Vogel reverses over to Warner. Warner back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner drops it off for Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, 15 to shoot. Into the corner, Warner. Warner stops, reverses. Lindberg spots up. Three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Kyle Lindberg and the Dort College defenders lead 12-7. 12-7 our score. Into the front court is Roy. Roy will set the offense. Roy with it. Comes over to Shipley. Shipley guarded by Lindberg. Comes right side, Brown. Brown will look for a ball screen. Walterstorff will chase him. Comes back over to Shipley. Shipley out front, 18 to shoot. 15 to shoot now. With the basketball is Brown. Brown on the point, 10 to shoot. They'll go run a ball screen. Vogel will hedge on it. Brown into the lane. Leans up. His shot off the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Kachi. Kachi deep right corner. He'll spot up. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound weak side taken away by Murren. Here comes Briarcliff. Murren into the front court. Murren left side over to Brown. Brown with the ball. Brown to Roy. Roy guarded there by Lindberg. They come back over. Kachi guarding Shipley now. Shipley will try to take him off the dribble, fading away. His 17-footer is good. Shipley with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 12-7. 12-7 our score. Lindberg comes right side. Kachi, Kachi, Vogel, double-teamed, reverses Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt in the lane. His little hook, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kachi, Lindberg, Vogel will check out. Severs, Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser check in. John Engler in the ballgame as well, along with Tim Lone. Inbounding is Warner. Warner looking. Gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser reverses back to Warner. Warner in traffic. Two players around him. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Warner. Warner underneath Kaiser. They double-team Kaiser. Kaiser with a left hand. Strong move. Good. Sean with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-7. 14-20 left to go in the first half. Briarcliff with the basketball. Brown with it on the wing. They hedge on the screen. Brown now trying to take Kaiser off the dribble. They pass it down low. Engler. Engler guarded there by Walterstorff. Kick out Murren. Murren with the basketball. Lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it over to Shipley. Shipley to Engler. Engler reverses Brown. Brown, three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Severs. Severs outlets Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner with it. Right side. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean picks up his dribble. Comes over to Walt. Trevor Walt on the short corner. Back over to Warner. Warner lost the dribble. It's picked up by Briarcliff. Engler into the front court. Briarcliff with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead and a missed shot by Brown. Here comes Dort College. Tyler Walterstorff into the front court. Tyler passes right side Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs, strong move, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled, and Tim Lone will pick up his first personal foul. Well, listening to the Dort College coaches on the bench, as soon as Tim Lone came in the ballgame, they said they wanted to go after that freshman post player. So Chris Severs will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. Tim Lone whistled for his first personal, team foul number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Seaver misses the first free throw. Junior from Huxley has another one on the way. This one is up, and that one's good. So Chris Severs makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead 15-7. Start of the game on a 9-0 run. Briarcliff answered. Now it's an 8-point ball game. Pass comes to the wing. Angler. Angler to Shipley. Guarded there by Tyler Walterstorff. Shipley with the basketball out front. Shipley directing traffic. He goes left side over to Sitzman. Sitzman to Lone. Lone will put up the three and hit it. Tim Lone with the three-point shot from the perimeter on the right wing, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-10. Left side is Walterstorff. Tyler looking down low. Comes out front, Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner on the right wing. Warner back out front, Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Sean looking down low for Vogel. Passes through the lane. Right side, Walterstorff. Three, bang! Three-point basket, Tyler Walterstorff, and the Dort College defenders back in front by eight at 18-10. Brenton Brown with the basketball in the backcourt. Brown gets around Warner momentarily. Now they go high post to Lone. Lone working on Severs, comes back over to Angler. Angler to Sitzman. Sitzman to Lone. Lone working his way in, might have traveled. They come back over to Shipley. Shipley puts it up. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor, picked up by Severs. Kaiser took the brunt of that collision, but Severs was there to clean it up. Warner passes it down low, Vogel. Back over to Warner. Warner thought about the three. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser left side, Tyler. Tyler gives it up, Severs. Double teamed. Another three on the way for Tyler. No good. Rebound tapped by Lone, and we have a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Chris Severs. That's his first. 11:46 left to go in the first half. Well, you never know from day to day what's going to be a foul and what isn't. Briarcliff brings the basketball up. Ben Sitzman. Sitzman with it. Sitzman guarded by Kachi. Comes back over to Murren. Murren guarded there by Warner. They get it out front. Angler. Angler with the basketball, guarded by Vogel. They come back over to Murren. Murren stepping back 18 feet from the basket. Gives right side Zach Otting. Baseline jumper for Lone. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh brings the basketball up. Gets it away. Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner will drive in. Kicks it Severs. Severs working on Lone. Puts it up. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Chris Severs gets fouled in the act of shooting. He's got an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play, and just like that, Michael Collison checks into the ballgame for Tim Lone. So Lone has just picked up his second personal. Chris Severs with an opportunity at the three-point play. Free throw on the way for Severs is up and down. Chris Severs, three-point play, 21-10, Dort College by 11. Cliff Warner will catch a breather. T.J. Malone's in the ballgame. Taylor Murren will bring it up against T.J. Malone. Malone will go hard here for, I would imagine, about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Left side with it is Sitzman. They hedge on the ball screen. Posting up is Collison. Might have traveled with it. They kick it back out. Otting. Otting with the basketball. Back over to Sitzman. Sitzman to Murren. Guarded there by T.J. Comes back over to Otting. Otting back outside Angler. Left it short, no good, but the ball glances off of the rim and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a defender. If a defender doesn't touch it, that ball scoots right out of bounds on the sideline because it came in so low. but a Dort College player got his hand on it. Fresh 35 for Briarcliff. Comes out to Otting. Otting with the basketball. Otting, they go down low to Collison. Collison reverses Sitzman. Sitzman doesn't want to shoot it. He passes back over to Engler, and a travel called on the play against Engler. 10:29 left to go in the half. Dort College 21, Briarcliff 10. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. T.J. Malone with a basketball out front. They play off him. They post up Tyler Walterstorff. He spins it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play is going to go on Jordan Vogel. Our score. Jordan Vogel gets called for the personal foul on the push-off. So Jordan Vogel gets called for a push on the rebound. They go over to Sitzman. Sitzman with it on the wing. Sitzman with it in front of the Dort College student body, and we've got a hold on the Dort College defenders and Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg whistled for the personal. That's his first. 10:01 left to play in the first half. Dort College 21, Briarcliff 10 thus far. Jake Shipley inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded, and Eric Roy is wide open. Roy with the two-point basket. It's 21-12, Dort College in front. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi goes right side, Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone gets it underneath to Vogel. Vogel reverses Malone. Malone tries to feed it back outside Walterstorff. Long pass into the front court, tipped out of bounds, and it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Can't be careless with the basketball. Turnovers are the quickest way for a team to get back into a ball game or to relinquish a lead. Inbounding is Shipley. Shipley to Murren. Murren puts it up from the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound ripped down by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Malone. TJ into the front court. TJ with the basketball in between the circles. Guarded by Murren. They play well off him. TJ gets it out front, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Gets it Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Reverses right side, Malone. Malone on the wing. Comes back over. Left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Malone. Malone to Kachi. Kachi rolls it down low for Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Collison. Will they give him two is my question. Two shots on the way for Jordan Vogel, and Dort College with a chance to reestablish the double-digit lead. Foul number one called on Michael Collison. Two free throws on the way for Vogel. Vogel's first free throw is up and good. Vogel with three. Dort College leads 22-12. 9:09 left to play in the half. Second free throw on the way is up and good. So Vogel makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-12. 9:08 left to play in the half. With the basketball is Sitzman. Sitzman looking. He gives it back over to Eric Roy. Roy with the basketball. He gives it to Murren. Murren goes high post. Roy. Roy guarded by Walterstorff. Now Shipley. Shipley puts it on the floor against Lindberg, and Shipley has to give it up to Murren. Murren with the basketball. Comes back over to Roy. Roy with it. Roy to Shipley, and we've got a foul on the play called on Briarcliff. Ben Sitzman has just been whistled for the personal, his first, and that is team foul number four, I believe, on the Chargers. Hey, TJ Malone, he'll check out of the ballgame. He played 3 minutes in that stretch, played it pretty well. Dort College maintains the 11-point lead with their starting point guard on the bench. And now Cliff Warner will check in after a quick breather. Actually, one of the longer breathers he's had in the last few weeks. With the basketball is Warner. Dort College substitutes waiting at the bench. Vogel backs it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation call. New player in for Briarcliff. That's number 44. And the Dort College defenders turn it over as Vogel tried to make a move to the basket, and Clay Pagels was there to impede his progress. Right side with it is Shipley. Shipley guarded. They hedge. Comes over to Roy. Roy over the basketball. 8:15 remaining. They get it to Pagels. Pagels guarded there by Severs. Out front, Murren. Murren into the lane. Stripped. With it, Pagels. Pagels finishes inside. He's fouled on the busted play. And Clay Pagels, a 6'9 junior from West Point, Nebraska, has a chance at a three-point play. So Pagels will go to the free throw line. Pagels has appeared in 12 games. He's 7 of 20 from the free throw line. And make it 7 for 21. Missed the free throw tap. There's Brunton Brown. Brown tries to tap it away, and a reach-in foul called on Briarcliff and Brenton Brown. I think it's on 15, not 51. So foul in the backcourt called on Brenton Brown. So Pagel, not a good free throw shooter, misses that free throw attempt, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball, leading by 9, 23-14. After Brown had a couple of offensive rebound putback attempts, and he commits a foul on the Dort College rebound. Warner with the basketball. Rifles it inside. Walthersdorf. Tyler's shot no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Briarcliff. Now it's down on the floor, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal, his first. The team's sixth. Tyler Walthersdorf took it up in the lane, and he got it blocked. 23-14, Dort College by 9. So Pagels, just doing a little homework on him. He's played in 12 games. He's playing here in the first half. Averages 1.8 points per game. He's got a bucket to his credit here. Dort College by 9, Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff, they pass it to Brown. Brown out front looking for Shipley. Dort College leading, 7:24 left to play in the half. Out front with it is Shipley. Shipley guarded there by Tyler Walthersdorf. Now Brenton Brown. Brown will drive into the lane, and we've got a foul called before the shot on Sean Kaiser. So Sean Kaiser whistled for his first, and Brenton Brown will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Warner, Kaiser, Trevor Walthersdorf, Jordan Vogel, and Tyler Walthersdorf. Brown to shoot a 1-1. He's a 65% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Briarcliff. Shot on the way by, well, by Murren. No good. Rebound cleared out by Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warren. Warner into the front court. Back over to Sean. Sean back over to Warner. Warner, three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner. And the Dort College defenders extend their lead to 12, 26-14. First bucket of the day by Warner. Here comes Briarcliff. Ricky Torres into the ballgame for Briarcliff. He's playing point. Comes right side Brown. Brown to Shipley trying to post up. Shipley puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Vogel. Shipley, I believe, thinks he did enough to draw a foul on Tyler Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf got him pretty good across the arm. No call came, though, and then Vogel came and knocked it away. 6:38 left to play in the half. Briarcliff trailing 12. They throw it out front to Brenton Brown. Brown with the basketball. Brown looking. He goes left side over to Shipley. Shipley guarded by Tyler Walthersdorf. 10 to shoot. They'll isolate him. They'll look for a ball screen. Jake Shipley leans in, puts it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and Tyler Walthersdorf picked up the personal. While the freshman for Dort College, Tyler Walthersdorf, trying to guard quite possibly the most versatile offensive player in the conference in Jake Shipley. Shipley, 84 for 98 from the free throw line, and it is just about a sure thing when he goes to the charity stripe. That's 86%. First free throw is up and good. Soft touch for the 6'8 junior from State Center. Collison is back in. Pagels is out. Brenton Brown is in, out as well. Back in is Sitzman. Dort College leads 26-15. Shipley, another free throw coming. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Shipley. He's got four first half points. Dort College leads 26-16. 6:17 left to play. Left side goes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner lost it. Now gets it back. Passes cross court. Trevor Walthersdorf comes back over to Jordan Vogel. Vogel left side, Warner. Warner three, got it. Three-point basket by Warner. Dort College leads 29-16. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. 29-16, Dort College by a Baker's dozen. 5:58 left to go in the first half. The question is, how do you finish the half now for both teams? For Briarcliff, do you climb back in it and get it back to single digits? If you're Dort College, do you at least hold this lead and potentially build it? 5:58 left to go in the half. Briarcliff inbounds. Murren with the basketball. Briarcliff has used their second timeout. Dort College showing full court pressure defense in the backcourt. Torres gets it away to Sitzman. Sitzman driving the length of the floor, passes it off to Collison. Collison misses the dunk. Collison missed the dunk. Here comes Dort College. Might have gotten fouled, but no call came, and Dort College now has a chance to build on the 13-point lead. With the basketball, it comes down low. Vogel. Vogel fires it out for Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Trevor. Trevor goes high post over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with the basketball and a no-look pass. Lindbergh couldn't catch up with it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. On the floor for the defenders right now, Trevor Walthersdorf, actually the original starting five for the defenders, Warner, Kachi, Walthersdorf, Lindbergh, and Vogel. For Briarcliff, they're going with their original starting five as well. Sitzman hands it off to Murren. Murren with the basketball. He comes right side over to Shipley. Shipley with it on the wing. Over to Roy. Roy at the top of the key. They look for the back screen. Instead come to Murren. Murren posting up on Shipley. Puts the ball on the floor. Lindbergh holding his ground. They kick it back out. Comes back left side. They lob it down low for Collison. Collison working it in against Vogel, and he has the soft touch inside. Michael Collison makes it 29-17, Dort College. Beg your pardon, 29-18, Dort College by 11. Warner with the basketball, guarded there by Sitzman. Passes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the point. Left side, Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Vogel. Comes back right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf reverse layup, good. Trevor Walthersdorf got the baseline. He took it and laid it up off of the glass. 31-18, our score, Dort College by 13. Briarcliff basketball, Roy. Roy to Murren. Murren down to the baseline. Nothing there. He's in the corner, and a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner. T.J. Malone's going to check into the ballgame. Warner has just picked up his second, and with 4:14 remaining in the half, Taylor Murren will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 on the way for Murren. Murren, an 80% free throw shooter. The offense for this team supplied basically by Shipley and Murren. 1-1 for Murren. Up and missed it. Rebound cleared by Lindbergh. Dort College with a chance to build on the 13-point lead. Malone into the front court. Here come the defenders. 4 minutes left to go in the half. Walthersdorf, Kachi, Kachi, Malone. Malone, right wing. Malone looking for the entry pass. He's directing traffic. Goes left side, Kachi now. Kachi down to the baseline. Murren matches up with him. Malone gets right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi at the point. He's going to put up a long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Ben Sitzman. 3:40 remaining. Dort College by 13. Roy picks up his dribble. Back to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman, Murren. Murren will drive in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Shipley. Shipley's going to put it on the floor against Lindbergh. Puts it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel wrestles it away now from Shipley. And the Dort College defenders get it back. Malone into the front court. Malone left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to TJ. TJ right side it comes to Kachi. Kachi, lob pass. It comes from Walthersdorf underneath Vogel. Two-point basket is good. Jordan Vogel with six. Dort College leads 33-18. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. With the basketball is Murren. Murren comes back over to Roy. Roy, right side, to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball out front. Sitzman comes back over to Roy. Roy to Shipley. Shipley with the basketball. Shipley guarded by Lindbergh. Comes back to Sitzman. Sitzman in traffic. Shot no good, and he's called for the charge. Wave the basket off. And the foul is going to go on Ben Sitzman, and that's number two on him. Chris Severs checks in. Jordan Vogel checks out. 33-18, our score, Dort College by 15 with a basketball. 2:40 remaining in the half. Lindbergh will hand it off to T.J. Malone. Malone will bring it up. Malone into the front court. He passes right side Austin Kachi. Kachi of the ball working against Brenton Brown. They're looking for Malone or Walterstorff underneath. They'll try to isolate him. Pass comes back to midcourt, picked up by Lindbergh. Dort College has the basketball, 15 to shoot. They get it underneath Severs. Severs, Malone, reversal, Lindbergh, three ball on the way. Cash, money in the bank. Three-point basket, Kyle Lindbergh, and the defenders lead 36-18. Brenton Brown with the basketball. He passes right side. He gets it away to Zach Otting. Lob pass underneath for Collison. Collison layup, good. 36-20, Dort College by 16, under 2 minutes left to go in the half. Malone goes right side, Kachi, Kachi, Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play from behind by Zach Otting. He just couldn't get around him. I'm not sure that's the best matchup for Briarcliff, putting a freshman on Trevor Walterstorff in the post. But that is what they have elected to do right here, and you heard the Dort College coaching staff to my right saying get him the ball as soon as they saw the matchup. Trevor's free throw, no good. 1-1 opportunity, and here comes Briarcliff with a chance to cut into the 16-point lead. 1:44 left to play in the half. Brenton Brown with the basketball. Ball taken away by Malone. Malone on the sideline tries to throw it. It's taken away by Engler at midcourt. Here come the Chargers again, 1:30 remaining. 90 seconds left to go in a testy first half. Brenton Brown with the basketball. He comes right side. Gets it over to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman gets it back over to Otting. Otting cut off on the play. He's down on the baseline now. And he's going to step on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1:16 left to play. Severs will check out. Vogel will check in. Coach Ross Dalma rotating his post players, trying to keep them fresh. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up with T.J. Malone. Malone into the front court. Here come the defenders. Malone on the right wing. TJ with it. He'll step in 17 feet. Gets it away, Kachi. Three-pointer rattles it. No good. Halfway down, pops back out. Here come the Chargers. Brenton Brown into the front court. Brown with the basketball. They come over to Shipley. Shipley looking. Still looking. 25 to shoot. 50 on the game clock. Sitzman into the front court. Into the lane. Comes over to Brown. Brown, layup, missed it, no good. Rebound taken by Vogel. Vogel to Lindbergh. Dort College can hold it till 5 seconds left to go in the half. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Bucket would be big here. Comes right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Let's see if they hammer it down low someone. Malone with the basketball. They'll double team down low, and they play off T.J. Vogel takes it in against Collison. Shot no good. Rebound taken away. Here's Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Comes back over to Brown. Brown with the ball. Brenton Brown guarded there by T.J. Malone. He comes right side back over to Ben Sitzman. 8 to shoot. Brenton Brown with the basketball. He's going to drive the lane. And he is tied up on the play. No, they're going to call T.J. Malone for a foul with 2.9 seconds left. And Brenton Brown will go to the free throw line to shoot. Two free throws. Foul number one on T.J. Malone. Dort College by 16, 36-20 at near halftime. They were up by 13 with about 7 minutes left to go in the half. Had a couple chances to blow it open to 19. Brown's first free throw is good. That drops straight through. Roy is in, Engler is out. Our score, Dort College by 15. Another free throw on the way. This one's no good. Rebound Lindbergh. 2 seconds left. Lindbergh to Walthersdorf. Three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Briarcliff 21, the Dort College Defenders 36. Dort College by 15 at halftime. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more right after this. Halftime, Dort College leads Briarcliff 36-21 in a matchup of teams ranked in the top 15 this week in the NAI Division II men's basketball poll. Dort College scored the first 9 points of the ball game. Briarcliff cut it down to 5 at one point, 12-7. And it was 5 again at 15-10. Dort College took their first double-digit lead of the basketball game at 21-10. Led by as many as 18 at 36-18. Briarcliff closes on a 3-0 run to turn that 18-point difference into a 15-point ball game. Dort College a couple of good looks at the basket by Austin Kachi, a three that would have made it 19, but neither one of them would drop, and Dort College goes into the locker room up 36-21. Dort College led unofficially by Kyle Lindbergh and Jordan Volga with 6 points apiece, along with Cliff Warner, while the Briarcliff Chargers are topped by a trio of players with four each, Eric Roy, Jake Shipley, and Michael Collison. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers for the first half of this basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Also made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. We'll get to the GPAC scores around the conference in just a little bit. But first of all, let's take a look at the Dort College and Briarcliff halftime statistics. Dort College leading 36-21 at halftime. Dort College 13 of 22 from the floor, 59.1%. Briarcliff 8 for 23 from the floor for 34.8%. Briarcliff 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%, 6 for 10. Is Dort College on threes for 60%. Briarcliff 3 for 7 from the floor, on free throws I should say, for 42.9%. 4 for 6 on free throws was Dort College for 66.7%. Rebounds, Dort 17, Briarcliff 12. Turnovers, Briarcliff 8, Dort College 7. Dort College led by as many as 18. That was at the 217 mark. They lead at the half, 36-21. Individually, Dort College led by Cliff Warner with 6, Kyle Lindbergh with 6, Jordan Vogel with 6. Warner on a pair of 3s, Lindbergh on a pair of 3s, Vogel on a pair of 2s, and a pair of free throws. 4 for Chris Sievers, 5 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Trevor Walthersdorf, 3 for Tyler Walthersdorf, 2 for Sean Kaiser. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Eric Roy and Jake Shipley with 4 each. Michael Collison with 4. 3 for Tim Lone. 3 for Taylor Murren. 2 for Clay Pagels. 1 for Brenton Brown for their total of 21 points. Rebounds, Jordan Vogel leads Dort College with 5. 3 rebounds each for Chris Sievers, Kyle Lindbergh, and Trevor Walthersdorf. 3 rebounds for Ben Sitzman, Michael Collison. For Briarcliff, no one else with more than 2. Actually, no one else with more than 1 rebound. Ben Sitzman has 3 assists. Trevor Walthersdorf has 3 assists for the defenders. Dort College has a pair of players with 1 steal each. Briarcliff has John Engler credited with 2 steals in the first half. 36-21 our score, Dort College by 15. Back with a rundown of the GPAC scores and a look ahead at to next week right after this. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hildrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter. Member FDIC. Dort College leading 36-21 at halftime. Coming up this week on KDCR Wednesday night, the Dort College Defender men's and women's basketball teams hosting Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Doors open for that contest at 5 o'clock this Wednesday night. And when we are full, we will have to lock the doors. We fully anticipate a full house on Wednesday evening, much the same as we have here this afternoon with Dort College versus Briarcliff. Not many seats open as I look around the DeWitt Gymnasium. That's Wednesday night, Dort College hosting Northwestern. Saturday, 1 week from today, Dort College will be on the road to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the GPAC halftime scores and a recap of the women's games right after this. Halftime scores, men's basketball. Dort College leads Briarcliff 36-21. Midland leads Morningside in Sioux City 35-29. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan at half 36-25. That's at the Corn Palace. Northwestern and Hastings are deadlocked at 36 each. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 31-24. Earlier today in women's basketball, Dort College upset the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Briarcliff Chargers, 81-57. Morningside drills Midland, 102-52. That was a 68-17 ball game at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 82-60. Northwestern over Hastings in women's play, 80-54. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan, 61-55. Dort College leads by 15 at halftime of this men's basketball game. Back with the start of the second half right after this. 36-21 our score. Dort College with the lead. Briarcliff inbounding as we start the second half of play. Put 20 minutes up on the clock and here we go. Taylor Murren with the basketball for Briarcliff. He goes high post to Roy. Roy to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman on the wing. He gets it back over to Collison. Collison to Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren on the left wing. Reverses it back over to Roy. Roy gives it up to Sitzman. Sitzman with it on the wing. 10 to shoot. They get it out to Shipley. Shipley isolated. They'll hedge on the ball screen. They give it to Collison. Collison, 17-footer. He made it. Michael Collison with 6. Dort College leads 36-23. Dort College willing to sacrifice Collison, taking a 17-footer. As they end up double-teaming Shipley. Walterstorff back out front. It goes Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg will take his man off the dribble. Fires it back over to Vogel. Vogel off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball, and they throw it away. Sitzman threw it away. Had a player open. I believe he saw Jake Shipley open long and end up slipping out of his hands. Dort College with the basketball. 18:50 left to play in regulation. Dort College by a baker's dozen. Pass right side over to Kachi. Kachi out front, Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi on the three-point line. Gets underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff cut the hoop, and he's fouled. If he gets it down low, it is just about a done deal because he's such a tough matchup. Quick off the floor. He's got an opportunity at the three-point play. Taylor Murren whistled for the personal foul, his first. So Murren whistled for the personal. Free throw by Walt is up and good as he whispers that one through. He's got 7. Dort College leads 39-23. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Dort College with a 16-point lead. They've led by as many as 18. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman, they push him out on the floor. They get it to Roy finally at the center jump circle. Roy back over to Murren. Murren to Shipley. Shipley with the ball, 20 to shoot. Comes back right side. They go to Sitzman. Down low, Shipley. Shipley in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound, Collison lost it on the way up. Picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Dort College with a chance to build on the 16-point lead, and he travels with it. Turnover by the Dort College defenders. Briarcliff will get it back. Eric Roy to inbound the basketball. Gets it over to Murren. Murren will bring it up. 18 minutes remaining in regulation. Murren with the basketball, guarded by Warner. Left side pass to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman over to Collison. Collison left side, Sitzman. Sitzman on the wing, comes back over to Roy. Roy to Shipley. Shipley will drive the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh outlet over to Warner. Here comes Dort College transition. Comes right side, three-pointer. Kachi, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Waltersdorf. He feeds it over to Vogel. It's down on the floor. It's a pig pile. It's still loose. Picked up by Waltersdorf, and Dort College will reset it. They had Vogel open underneath. Warner feeds Vogel. Layup, good! Warner falling to the floor, feeds it over to Vogel. Dort College up by 18 again, 41-23. A busted play, the hustle. Dort College able to get the bucket. Sitzman with it on the right wing, guarded by Kachi. They come left side over to Shipley. Shipley, a three, answering yes. Jake Shipley with seven, and the Dort College defender lead back to 15 at 41-26. Timeout. Briarcliff back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff has just used up their third timeout after the three-pointer by Jake Shipley, and here come the defenders trying to answer. Dort College by 15, 41-26. Trevor Waltersdorf over to Warner. Warner at the free throw line. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel out front, Trevor. Trevor right side, Kachi. Kachi looking for the feed inside. Instead comes to Vogel. Vogel 17-footer. Can't get it to go there for the rebound, though, as Waltersdorf pumped the hoop, and he's fouled. Over the course of this season, Trevor Waltersdorf has gotten beaten up pretty well. He's got to pick his moments where he's going to summon it. And the last two or three minutes, he has summoned it. He got fouled on the putback. He's going to the free throw line for his second opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play this afternoon. 43-26, Dort College leading. The junior All-American spins it through. Back-to-back three-point plays for Waltersdorf in terms of his points, and the defenders lead 44-26. They lead by 18. Let's see if they can stretch it, or if Briarcliff has a run in them. Murren goes high post. Roy. Roy with the basketball. Roy gives it up right side over to Collison. Collison back to Murren. Murren might have traveled with it. He gets it under control. Now Warner passes over to Collison. Collison to Roy. Roy, layup good. Eric Roy with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 44-28. Dort College into the front court. Right side is Tyler. Tyler, Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Severs off of the glass, soft touch, good. Chris Severs with six. Dort College leads 46-28. Into the front court is Murren. Murren with the basketball. He goes right side, Roy. Roy with the ball. Roy throws it away. Turnover, Dort College basketball. Now's where you build on it. Sean Kaiser checks into the ballgame. Austin Kachi will check out. Bringing the basketball up is Warner. So Cliff Warner with the basketball. He's looking down low. Instead feeds it Waltersdorf out front. That's Tyler. Sean Kaiser down low. Severs. Severs muscles it up, and the foul is called on Collison. And Michael Collison has just picked up his third, I believe. Just his second. They're going to send Clay Pagels into the contest, though. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line for an opportunity to build the lead to 20 for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The junior puts it up, and it won't go down. Hung on the rim and wouldn't drop through. He's got another one coming. 15:34 remaining. Pagels back into the ballgame. Collison checks out. Dort College by 18. Another chance for Severs to extend the lead. And you have your biggest lead of the ballgame at 19 for the defenders, 47-28. Let's see if Dort College can get another stop. Brenton Brown will bring it up for Briarcliff. 15-30 and counting, ball game. Dort College 47, Briarcliff limited to 28 thus far. Kaiser hedges on the ball screen. Murren fires it off for Roy. Roy shot no good. Rebound taken down by Kaiser, and he's fouled on the play by Pagels. Dort College is hedging on that screen out front very hard. And what I mean there is the player who's guarding the player who's setting the screen is coming out and jamming the ball handler really hard, and it almost turns into a double team for a moment. And then you've got to beat it down underneath the basket just as quickly as you can to defend because it's open. Pass comes right side Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Kaiser gives it up Walt. Walt with it on the left wing. Trevor with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Tyler at the point, comes right side Warner. Warner, free throw line, 17-footer, bang. So tough off the dribble. 49-28, Dort College by 21. Briarcliff inbounds. Murren gets it in to Eric Roy. Roy with the basketball, he gives it off to Brenton Brown. Brown will take it across half court. He goes left side over to Shipley, guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Again, the hedge on the screen. Severs recovers to go chase the postman. Briarcliff with the basketball. Brown hesitates for a moment out front. He passes left side Murren, 15 to shoot for the Chargers. Murren with the basketball. Murren out front. He'll put it up under pressure. Bangs it off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Not a bad defensive sequence for the defenders. Trevor Waltz going to check out of the ballgame. Matt Vandekamp's going to check in. Vandekamp got a little more action a couple of weeks ago when Tyler Waltersdorf was sick, and since then he's earned a couple more minutes of playing time per game. With the basketball is Warner. Warner guarded by Brown, spins away from Brown, another 17-footer. That one he left short, no good. Rebound taken away by Shipley. 14 minutes up to go in the game. Dort College 49, Briarcliff 28. Shipley's going to put up a three. They'll wave off the three. The foul before the shot. Basket is waved off. And the foul is going to go on Vandekamp. So Matt Vandekamp whistled for the personal. So for Matt Vandekamp, this is his 15th game of action. Briarcliff to inbound. Shipley gets it in to Sitzman. Sitzman to Pagels. Pagels in the lane, puts it up with the left hand, it's good. He spun away, got the shot to go, 49-30, Dort College by 19. 13-40 and counting, ball game. With it, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp to Warner, he'll set it. Comes back right side, Tyler. Tyler Waltersdorf, Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser, Cliff Warner. Warner lobs down low for Severs. Severs, drop step, lays it up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken by Tyler Waltersdorf, back over to Cliff Warner. Warner down to the baseline. Had a player open, now it's stolen by Shipley. Here comes Shipley back the other way. Shipley into the front court. Shipley's going to drive all the way in. Fumbles it, gets it over to Brenton Brown, now to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball, and it's kicked out of bounds by Kaiser. 49-30, Dort College by 19. 13:06 remaining. You want the clock to move. You want it to wind down. That's all you want now if you're a Dort College fan. Briarcliff to throw it in. Shipley throws it in over the top. He finds Sitzman. Sitzman to Brown. Brown left side it goes. Shipley. Shipley to Pagels. Pagels working on Vogel. Ball is stripped and Vogel is called for a foul. So Vogel gets whistled for the personal. I believe that's number two on him. Foul number two on Vogel. Shipley to inbound. He gets it in to Torres. Torres to Shipley. Shipley with a man in his face. Puts it up. Shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. And it's picked up by Vandekamp. Vandekamp outlet to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the 19-point lead. Kachi to Vandekamp. Vandekamp back over to Lindbergh. Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel off the glass. Count the hoop, and he's fouled, and Pagels too late to the party. And Pagels gets called for the personal foul. Pagels got out of position, wanted to make up for it. He would have been better off just letting the shot drop through because there was no way he was getting back to bother the shot of Vogel, and Vogel makes it. Vogel now with 10 points, three-point play opportunity for Vogel. And the Rock Valley native misses it. Dort College leads 51-30. 10 for Vogel. Dort College leads it 51-30. 12:28 left to go in the game. Pagels gets it high post. He looks for the pass underneath. It's taken away by Van de Kamp, and he kicks it out of bounds. Had the golden opportunity at the steal. Couldn't reel it in, though. And now Dort College will play some more defense. Van de Kamp will check out of the ballgame to a round of applause from the Dort College faithful. With it up front, they go Sitzman. Sitzman gives it up Shipley. Shipley down to the block, nothing there. 14 to shoot for the Chargers. They go underneath to Pagels. Pagels working on Vogel. Vogel holds his ground. Shot by Pagels off of the back iron. Good. Clay Pagels with 6 points. Dort College leads 51-32. Warner goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Gets it underneath Vogel, and Vogel is held on the play by Pagels. It's going to be foul number 5 on the Chargers, I believe. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop with 11:55 left to go in the contest. Team foul number 6 on the Chargers. Checking back into the ballgame is Otting. Let's see who he guards. We're going to try to have him guard Walterstorff again. Let's see if Dort College posts him up. Warner inbounds. Warner gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. They'll work it around. They get it underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Vogel. No. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Pagels goes left side. This is Sitzman. Sitzman misses the layup. Here comes Dort College. Warner with the basketball. Dort College up by 19. Warner, kick out. Lindbergh sets, fires, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Torres. Torres for the basketball. And Torres gets it away to Murren. Murren layup good. Murren with 5. Dort College leads 51-34. 11:19 left to play in the game. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Now Trevor. Trevor out front. Vogel. Vogel. Dunk. Jordan Vogel hammers it home. He's got 12. 53-34. Dort College by 19. Comes over to Otting. Otting with the basketball. He goes left side. Sitzman. Sitzman gives it up. Pagels. Blocked from behind by Vogel. Rebound taken away by the defenders. And fouled from behind is Otting. Otting reaches in from behind. And how he thinks that wasn't a foul is beyond me. He reached around and hammered Cliff Warner from behind and got called for the foul, his second. That's foul number 2 on him. Briar Cliff is forced to use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Cliff Warner to shoot a 1 in the bonus here with 10:46 left. Dort College leading 53-34. Foul at midcourt, so Dort College is going to be in the bonus from here on out. Free throw by Cliff is up and whispers through. He's got 9. 2 threes, a 2-pointer here in the second half, and now a free throw. Shooting for double digits right here. The junior point guard from Altoona, averaging 13.2 points per game. Another free throw on the way, trying to match Dort College's biggest lead of the ballgame, and he does so. He rolls it in. It's an 85% free throw shooter. Dort College leads by 21, 55-34. Shipley passes right side over to Roy. Roy back over to Shipley, looking for Collison. Goes to Otting. Otting on the wing. Otting goes to Collison. Collison puts it up over the top of Vogel. Shot no good and tapped out of bounds by Kachi. It will be Briarcliff basketball. 10:29 left to go in the half, in the ballgame for that matter. Vogel will check out. Severs is in. Kachi is out. Tyler Walterstorff is in along with Sean Kaiser, Cliff Warner, and Trevor Walterstorff. Shipley to inbound the basketball. Shipley looks, gets it in over the top to Collison on the right wing. Fresh 35 for Briarcliff to work with. They pass off to Shipley, a long 30-foot, almost a 25-footer. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Tyler. Gets it over to Cliff. Cliff, right side. Comes over to Sean. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser's pass deflected, picked up by Otting. Otting will bring it up. Tyler Walthersdorf comes away with it. Now Severs with it. Gives it back over to Cliff Warner. We're halfway through the second half. Dort College by 21. They led by 15 at halftime. They've grown it by 6 in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Right side Trevor. Trevor, Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Nothing there. Taylor Murren guarding him. Pass goes underneath. Severs, layup, good. Chris Severs with 11. Beg your pardon. Chris Severs with 9. Dort College with a 23-point lead, threatening to blow this one open. 57-34, 9:25 left to go in the ballgame. Otting with it out front. Otting gives it off to Murren. Murren, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Collison. Collison puts it up off the glass, good. Bodies on the floor that time. Dort College unable to maintain possession of it. So Dort College leads by 21, 57-36. 9 minutes left to go in regulation. Pass goes underneath. Now Severs. Severs puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Michael Collison. Well, for those of you who are basketball fans, you're saying the name Collison sounds familiar. Michael Collison prepped at Iowa Falls High School, the same high school where his brother Nick played before going on to star at the University of Kansas. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Michael Collison, a little bit taller than his brother. He goes 6'10", and he's a legitimate 6'10". Nick, about 6'9 or so. Michael Collison in his third year at Briarcliff. Just picked up his third personal. Severs makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 23-point lead for the defenders. This one's up, and this one's in and out, no good. 58-36, Dort College leading. Sitzman with the basketball. Sitzman gives it away. Down to the baseline is Shipley. Shipley's shot, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the rebound called on the defenders. And Michael Collison got fouled that time. He was on the floor. Shipley this afternoon has been limited to 7 points. So Kyle Lindberg will check in. Tyler Walthersdorf will check out. 8:45 left to go in the game. Dort College going after their 21st win of the season and the conference lead outright. 5 games remaining after today for the defenders. They're looking to inbound. They get it into Collison. Collison hook shot in the lane is good. 12 for Collison, 58-38. Dort College leading. With the basketball is T.J. Malone. Malone with the ball. Malone, out front, Lindberg. Lindberg, Kaiser. Kaiser squares, fires, 3, too strong, no good. Severs gets called for a pushing foul on the rebound. I had a pretty good look at it here and didn't look like it from my vantage point. Now, I am a bit biased, but I tried to put that aside. But, wow, 8:20 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College by 20. T.J. Malone guarding Taylor Murren. They go left side over to Sitzman. Sitzman with it out front over to Michael Collison. Collison gives it to Murren. Murren jammed on the play. T.J. Malone guarding him. Gets it to Shipley. Shipley to Collison. Collison working on Severs. Collison shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf, and there he went, climbing the ladder again. Dort College leading by 20, 58-38. TJ out front, Trevor. Trevor left side, Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the floor against Engler. And Lindberg is fouled on the play by Engler. Engler whistled for the personal, I believe. That's foul number one on him. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Well, for Dort College today, four players in double digits again. Kyle Lindberg has six, Austin Kachi with five. Dort College leading 58-38 with 7:50 to go. 1-1 for Lindberg. Sophomore from Margate, Florida, drops it through. He's got another one coming. Dort College is going to shoot some free throws before this one's done. 59-38, another free throw on the way. Can extend it to a 22-point lead again for the defenders. 7:50 left to go in the ballgame. Well, Briarcliff coming off that momentous win over Northwestern Wednesday night. Second free throw by Lindberg, no good. It's 59-38. A win for Briarcliff on Wednesday marked a 50-point turnaround from a 30-point loss early in the year to a 20-point win on Wednesday night. Four new players waiting at the bench for the defenders. Angler drives in, kicks it over to Murren. Murren gives it up to Sitzman. Sitzman puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Ben Sitzman with his first field goal of the ballgame. Dort College leads 59-40, 7:20 left to play in the game. TJ with the basketball. TJ picks up his dribble, comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg reverses Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, back over to Walt. Walthersdorf gives it right side, TJ Malone. Malone will put up the 15-footer, hit it. They didn't guard him, he knocks it down. 61-40. Dort College by 21 as TJ gets the field goal. Murren with the basketball. He goes left side over to Sitzman. Sitzman back out front, Shipley. Shipley at the center jump circle, 6:50 to go. Shipley on the right wing. Shipley, they hedge. They look for Collison now. Instead go to Angler at the top of the key. Now left side, Murren. Murren with the basketball, working on TJ Malone. Driving in, and we've got a hip check that's going to go on Severs, I believe. It's either going to go on Severs or Malone. It's going to go on TJ. That's his second. We're going to have a line change here for the defenders. Five in, five out. Taylor Murren to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Murren, I believe, is 0 for 1 today from the charity stripe. 61-40, Dort College by 21. Dort College led at halftime, 36-21. So Murren will shoot two. First one for the right-hander is up and good. Five in, five out. Malone, Kaiser, Trevor Walthersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, Chris Severs out. In for the defenders, Bogle, Matt Vandekamp, Tyler Walthersdorf, Austin Kachi, and Cliff Warner. Question is, does everyone know who they're guarding? 61-41, Dort College leading. Another free throw on the way for Murren. This one's up, and that one rattles no good. Rebound taken away by Vandekamp. 20-point lead for the defenders. Murren with 6 points. Vandekamp right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp gives it up left side over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner goes underneath Tyler Walthersdorf. He's fouled on the play from behind by Taylor Murren. And Tyler Walt will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot. Bonus free throws, double bonus here for the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. First free throw by Tyler is up and down. He's got 4 points, averages 4.7 per game. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Rebound, tap, controlled by the defenders. Warner gives it to Bogle. Bogle hammers it home. Dort College leads 64-41. 6:13 left to play in the game. With a basketball out front is Shipley. Shipley guarded closely. His fadeaway, no good. Rebound, Warner. Warner with another rebound. The shortest man on the floor climbs the ladder and rips one down. Dort College with a 23-point lead. Austin Kachi looking down low, Vogel. He's working on Pagels. Vogel puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by the defenders. Back over to Warner. Open three. Bang, bang, bang. A baker's dozen for Warner. 67-41. Briarcliff has two timeouts left. Let's see if Coach Nick Nelson uses one here. 67-41, Dort College by 26. Brenton Brown with the basketball. Brown with it on the right wing. He tries to pass it off. It's controlled by Sitzman. Sitzman down to the baseline, puts it up against Vandekamp. No, a foul called before the shot. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the defenders, and the foul goes on Matt Vandekamp, his second. Dort College right now blowing this one open, 67-41, and what a defensive performance it has been by the defenders today. Early on this season, we said if the Dort College defenders continue to play defense and they share the ball, they're going to be pretty tough. Well, they have played defense today, and they have shared the ball today. Shot by Brenton Brown, no good, and Dort College leads by 26, 67-41. Austin Kachi on the left wing. Back it comes Cliff Warner. He goes right side over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Kachi, Kachi, Warner. Warner drops it inside Vogel. Vogel against Pagel. Ball down on the floor. Gets it over to Warner. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and they're going to call him for a blocking foul. I'm sorry, for a charge. A charging foul is Ricky Torres. Took the charge from Jordan Vogel. That's foul number 3 on him. 4:58 left to go in the game. Dort College, with this one, they're in control at least. Still a little bit of time left, but for Briarcliff, it's been tough going throughout. 67-41, Dort College leading. Left side pass goes over to Torres. Torres picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Brown. Brown with a basketball. Brown on the wing. He's going to drive the lane, stops, dishes it off to Torres. Torres off of the glass, good. Ricky Torres with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 67-43. 4:30 left to play in the contest. Warner working on Brown. Warner called for stepping on the sideline. He got a pretty good shove that time by Brenton Brown. So he ends up stepping on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, trailing by 24 are the Chargers. Brenton Brown with the basketball. Warner will play defense on him as Brown takes it across half court. Brown picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Sitzman. Sitzman into the lane. Sitzman goes right side back over to Brown. Brown with the ball. Brown to Sitzman. Sitzman with it. Left corner. Otting. Otting back over to Torres. Torres, reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, gets it ahead to Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball. Kyle Lindberg into the front court. Kachi, Kachi, Vogel, Vogel, Warner out front. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff comes back right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball on the right wing. 3:45 and counting. Dort College leading. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Vandekamp, and he's fouled on the play by Torres. So Matt Vandekamp will go to the free throw line to shoot. Torres is a freshman from Denison, Iowa, listed 6'6". Playing more minutes tonight than he did in the Briarcliff win on back in December. Free throw on the way for Matt Vandekamp. Two free throws coming for the sophomore from Sioux Falls. First one is too strong, no good. Vandekamp 3-for-6 this season from the free throw line. Now 3-for-7 as he missed that first one. 3:40 left to go in the game. Dort College 67, Briarcliff 43. Second free throw by Vandekamp. That one's up and through. So Matt Vandekamp has his first point of the ball game, averaging 1 point per game. He gets it right there. Dort College leads 68-43. 3:40 left to play. Dort College leading. New player in for the Briarcliff Chargers, that's A.J. Holmes. Holmes guarded by Warner. Passes right side over to Matt Berg. New players in, they get it. Right side back over to Holmes. Holmes, three, good. Holmes with the three. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg goes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Gives it up. Left side Warner. Dort College leading 68-46. They get it to Seavers. Seavers puts it up against Lone. No call made. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. 3 minutes left to go in the contest. Comes back over to Otting. Otting drives in. Puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul goes on Severs, and for Chris Severs, that's foul number two. Well, looks like we are going to have reserves. Five new players checking in for the defenders. First free throw by Otting, no good. He's got another one coming. Five in, five out. Kaiser, Warner, Lindbergh, Waltersdorf, and Severs will check out. Checking in, Dalma, Nanaya Sapanamoa, Ben Sietzma, Nick Wilson, and James Reilersdam. Dort College leading by 22, 68-46. Free throw by Otting is up and good, so Otting with his first point of the day. Dort College leads 68-47. 21-point lead for the defenders. Dort College leading. Sietzma with the basketball. Comes back over to Nanaya Sapanamoa. Nanaya with the basketball. Driving left side. Puts it up with the left hand. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Lone. Steal by Dalma. Dalma, Wilson. Wilson back over to Dalma. Dalma, two-point basket. Good. So Dustin Dalma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 70-47 off the assist from Wilson. Otting will put up the three, blocked by Nanaya Sapanamoa. Rebound taken away by Wilson. Here comes Dort College and Dalma. Dalma with the basketball. Dalma comes right side, Reilersdam. Reilersdam over to Sietzma. Sietzma will step up. He'll put up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound Wilson. Wilson counts the hoop and he's fouled. Willie will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. 2:07 left to play. Dort College leads 72-47. This one blown completely open now. 2:07 remaining. Dort College will win their 21st of the year. They'll stay perfect at home as well. Free throw is up by Wilson. No good. Rebound Lone for Briarcliff. Dort College leads 72-47. Chargers bring the basketball up. This is Zach Otting with it. Otting goes left side. Matt Berg. Berg goes into the corner, Otting. Otting with the ball. Otting to Torres. Torres with the basketball. Torres to Berg. Dort College leading 72-47. 15 to shoot for the Chargers. This one was never really a game in the second half. They go into the left corner, Berg. Berg hits a three. Berg hits a three-point basket. Dort College leads 72-50. 1:30 remaining in the ballgame. Dalma goes over to Nanaya Sapanamoa. Nanaya with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Reverses Sietzma. Sietzma, Wilson. Wilson underneath. Nick Wilson kicks it back over to Nanaya. Tries to pass it out to Sietzma. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Briarcliff Chargers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dustin Dalma will inbound the basketball. Dalma gets it in. Now gets the return pass. Dalma with the right hand, shot no good, but there for the rebound is Wilson. Nick Wilson with a put back. Dort College leads 74-50. 1 minute left to go in the game. Pass goes left side. They go over to Berg. Berg to Holmes. Holmes with the ball. Holmes gives it up to Otting. Otting drops it down low. Lone, hook shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Wilson. Well, the Morningside men defeat Midland this afternoon, 73-60. Northwestern is leading Hastings and will win that ball game. Don't have the final on Dakota Wesleyan. Mount Marty defeated Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll have all those scores coming up on the Wireless World postgame show. 74-51 as Tim Lone makes one of two free throws. And the defender lead is 23, 74-51, 38 seconds and counting. Pass goes over to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with the basketball over to Sietzma. Sietzma loses it, and now Sietzma is called for a hold at midcourt. Well, Dort College will improve to 21-3. More importantly, 12-3 in the conference. Briarcliff's going to fall to 10-4. They'll be back into a tie with the Northwestern Red Raiders. They'll drop to 16-7 as well. First free throw is no good. Another free throw on the way for Berg. So Bird shooting two, 74-51, Dort College. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped by Wilson, controlled by Torres. Shot no good. Tapped by Torres, and Torres will get credit for the two-point basket. 74-53. Wilson might have actually touched it last, but Torres will get credit for the tap-in. 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Dort College is going to win this ball game, 74-53. We'll run out the clock, and we've got a foul on the way for Berg. Berg whistled for the personal. And Ben Sietzma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Sietzma. First free throw for the righty from Hudsonville, Michigan. Beg your pardon, Jenison, Michigan. Second free throw on the way for Sietzma, trying to get a point this afternoon. Dort College leading 21-74-53. Second free throw is up and through, so Sietzma makes one of two. 75-53. It's all academic at this point. 7 seconds left. Holmes, three, no good, and that goes out of bounds. 3 seconds left. And the final's going to end up being a 20-plus point win for the defenders in all likelihood. Saponamoa gets it into Sietzma, and that's the ballgame. 75-53, the Dort College defenders, a 22-point win over the Briarcliff Chargers. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with the Wireless World postgame show right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College fans, the capacity crowd that made their way to the DeWitt Gymnasium, they go home happy. A sweep for the defenders today over the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball. The Dort College women start the night off with a blowout win over the Chargers, the number two ranked Chargers, 81-57. And the Dort College men close it down with a number six Dort College win over the number 14 Briarcliff Chargers, 75-53. Dort College led throughout. They jumped out to a 9-0 lead in this one and led 36-21 at halftime. And it was never really close in the second half. Dort College had the lead at 15, 41-26, extended the lead to 20-plus at 49-28, and it was never less than a 17-point lead the rest of the way as Dort College wins 75-53. Dort College led unofficially in this one by Cliff Warner's, Jordan Vogel's 14, Cliff Warner unofficially with 13 for the Chargers, Michael Collison had 12 in the loss for them. Dort College limited Jake Shipley to just 7 points for the ball game, a pair of twos and a 3-point basket. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the numbers and Coach Ross Dalma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders come away with a 75-53 win today over the Briarcliff Chargers. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 27-50 from the floor, 54%, 7-15 on threes, 46.7%, 14 of 24 on free throws, 58.3%. If you're going to nitpick anything, Dort College, you'd like to be up around 17 or 18 out of 24 instead of 14 out of 24. Turnovers, dead even, 13 each. Rebounding, Dort College plus 10, 39-29. Both teams had 10 offensive rebounds. For Dort College, 27-50. As I said, we went through their shooting already. Briarcliff, 21-54 for 38.9%, 5-17 on threes, 29.4%, 6-15 on free throws were the Chargers for 40%, so they were even poorer from the free throw line than the defenders were this evening. Rebounding, Dort College out-rebounded Briarcliff, 39-29, turnovers 13-13. Points, Jordan Vogel, 14 points and 9 rebounds. He was 6 of 11 from the floor, 2 for 3 on free throws. Cliff Warner with 13 points. 10 points for Trevor Walterstorff, 10 for Chris Sievers, 7 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for Tyler Walterstorff, 4 for Nick Wilson, 2 each for T.J. Malone and Dustin Dalma, 5 for Austin Kachi. For the Chargers, 10 points for Michael Collison, 7 for Jake Shipley, 6 for Clay Pagels, Eric Roy, and Taylor Murren, 4 for Ricky Torres, 3 for A.J. Holmes, 3 for Matt Berg, 1 each for Brenton Brown and Zach Otting. Rebounds, Vogel had 9 for the defenders, 6 for Trevor Walterstorff. This, by the way, is the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. 4 for Cliff Warner, and 3 each for Nick Wilson and Chris Sievers. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 7 for Michael Collison in rebounds. Ricky Torres had 4. Ben Sitzman had 5. Tim Lone had 4. Assists, Ben Sitzman had 3 for the Chargers, 2 for Jake Shipley. For the defenders, Trevor Walterstorff, 5 assists. Cliff Warner with 4. 2 block shots credited to Jordan Vogel. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. 75-53, our final in men's college basketball. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and he will be joining me shortly. The Dort College defenders, a balanced scoring effort this evening, and they shut down Briarcliff defensively. This was a Briarcliff team that was all over Northwestern on Wednesday night, and tonight the Dort College defenders limit them to 53 points, 21 in the first half, 32 in the second half. Coach Dalma, first of all, congratulations on a win at home over a team that you entered essentially in a tie within the conference, and your team came out, played motivated, played defense, and was unselfish on offense, and when those three things combine for this ball club, usually pretty good efforts follow.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I thought our guys did a really good job of really extending themselves defensively tonight for 40 minutes. We played hard, played fairly well on Wednesday night, and I thought we followed it up with another really good effort defensively tonight. It was key for us to get after Shipley and Murren and not let them get going, and I thought Kyle Lindberg and Tyler Walterstorff did an outstanding job on Shipley, and I thought Cliff and TJ did a really good job on Murren, and then the other guys provided help and pressure along the way also. But it was a good effort defensively. We took care of the boards. Plus 10 margin there, which is good. And for the most part, we took care of the basketball and played unselfishly, like you mentioned. And that led to some good things for us tonight.
A 9-0 run to start the ball game, and really got out and had energy, it seemed, right away, and played with a lot of confidence. This looked like a team that probably practiced pretty well the past 2 days and was confident about the game plan today.
Yeah, they did. We've been practicing well this week, and it's good to see the fruits of that labor pay off here on Wednesday and Saturday. Might have a little bit more of a focus as a result of a poor performance last week Saturday. But, each day is a new day, and we got to come back on Monday after getting some rest and stuff tomorrow and come back focused and ready to go with Northwestern.
First half, some good things happened in that you were able to get Cliff Warner some breathers and you were able to maintain the lead and actually extend the lead with him on the bench, and that hasn't always been the case, but today that was the case. TJ gave you some very good minutes.
He did. TJ played very well for us tonight. In addition to the open shot that he hit, just thought he did some great things defensively. Thought there was no drop-off from Cliff to TJ there for that 9 minutes that TJ provided us, which was critical. And, that's what we need. I think as a senior, our only senior, he realizes now the days are a little bit shorter and down to 3 weeks in regular season. He wants to make him pay off, and it's good to see that happening for him.
Jordan Vogel, 14 points, but you really can't single anyone out simply because it was
right, balanced,
and that has been the theme much of the year. You get big games once in a while from people, Wednesday a case in point.
Right.
But tonight the shots were spread around. Most anyone took was 11. That's a pretty good balance, Coach.
It is, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that as coaches, we don't need to manage egos. I think the guys understand that each one of them has to give of themselves offensively and the number of shots they're going to get for the betterment of who we are. And, that's nothing you know, we as coaches, you know, can really control. Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. You know, we're just fortunate to have good kids who really care about winning and playing their best.
Second half, you're able to maintain the lead, actually extend the lead. It was good as well in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Everybody got to play, and you were able to go in with a 22-point win. Sometimes you have that lull. You didn't have that in the second half tonight.
No, we didn't. Guys did a good job of staying focused, and they did a good job of making sure that there weren't let-ups. And it's really good to see us becoming a little bit better, sustaining things a little bit longer.
By the way, you got a game coming up on Wednesday night.
Yep, got another one, another tough game against another very good opponent. And, you know, Northwestern, we have a lot of respect for them and just think they're an outstanding team. Talent-wise, they're as good as anybody probably in the country. So we'll have to make sure we come back Monday focused. Need to let this one go. It was nice, but time to move on when we get back on the floor on Monday.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. You can stick around and hear the scores if you want, or you can actually look at them over my shoulder. Here are the men's scores from today.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahm. On the men's scores, Dort College defeats Briarcliff 75-53. Morningside comes from a 6-point deficit at halftime to win 73-60 over Midland. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan 79-63. Northwestern pulls away from a halftime tie to win 79-71 over Hastings. And it was Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 63-56. Men's standings look like this then on the Wireless World postgame show. Dort College 12-3 in the conference. Briarcliff and Northwestern 10-4, a game and a half back of the defenders right now. Midland and Morningside settling back at 8-7. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-9. Hastings is 5-9. Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia is 5-9. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan are 5-10. Mount Marty jumps ahead of that pack of teams at five wins. They got their sixth win this evening. They are now 6-9. So Mount Marty actually goes from last place, a last place tie. They vault all the way up to sixth place by themselves right now at 6-9. Women's scores from earlier tonight, or today I should say, Briarcliff loses to Dort 81-57. Morningside over Midland 102-52. Dakota Wesleyan an 82-60 winner over Doan. Northwestern over Hastings 80-54. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 61-55. Women's standings, Concordia 12-2, Morningside 12-3, Northwestern 11-3, Briarcliff 10-4. Mount Marty 9-6, Hastings 7-7, Doan 6-9, Dakota Wesleyan 5-9, Dort College 5-10. They're headed towards a big matchup at the Corn Palace in a week and a half. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-13, Midland 1-14 in GPAC basketball. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR, and that is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker, bidding you a pleasant good evening. Dort College defenders sweep a pair from the Briarcliff Chargers by finals of 75-53 in men's play, while the Dort College women victorious 81-57 over the Briarcliff Chargers. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker, bidding you a pleasant good Saturday night.